Welcome back, everyone, to Explore Pirkei Avos. We continue on in Chapter 1, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Dalet, Mishnah 14. This is a statement that Hillel said. Hu hoya oimer, he would say, Im ein ani li, bi li. Literally means, if I am not for myself, who will be for me? Ukesha ani la'atzmi, mo ani. And if I am for myself, what am I? Im lo yachshav, and if not now, a Masai when. Very cryptic statement, very poetic. What is the meaning of this? So on a literal level, the commentaries explain, Im eina ni li mi li, if I am not for me, who will be for me, means that a person should never rely on any outside source for inspiration or to make good choices in life and in Avodas Hashem. A person has to know, you have Bechira Chofshis, you have free choice, it is only up to you to live a proper and ethical and good life. No one should blame anyone else. No one should look to anyone else. We should always feel that the choices in life are totally dependent on ourselves. However, but if I'm for myself, what am I? A person should never obviously live for themselves, have to live for other people. And a person always has to feel urgency. If not now, a masai when. But I want to share with you two beautiful ideas, going a little bit deeper into this Mishnah. One of them comes from the Derech Avos, and he explains like this. There's another Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that says, Al Shloisha, it's Mishnah Beis in chapter 1, says, Al Shloisha Dvarim Ha'olam Oimed, on three things the world stands, Al HaTorah, V'al HaAvoida, V'al Gemilas Chasavim. On the study of Torah, on Avoida, which actually refers to Karbonus, sacrifices, and Gemilas Chasavim means kindness. Now, obviously, kindness you can only do if there's other people. You can't be kind just by yourself. Kindness necessitates there to be other people to be kind to. Avoida, sacrifices, only happen when the Beis HaMikdash is around. And Torah, it explains in Gemara Yuma, Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis, that a person, that Hillel, who said the statement, worked extremely hard until he grasped the Torah. He went under great difficulties to learn Torah, as the Gemara describes in many places. And that's the deeper meaning in what Hillel says. Im ein ani li mi li. If I am not for myself, who will be for me? That's referring to the Torah. He himself worked hard, he put in the effort himself, and reached great heights in the study of Torah. However, we know that the Gemara says in the Masechtas Avodah Zarah that whoever learns Torah but doesn't have kindness, it's as if he doesn't have a God. Obviously, that's a very extreme statement, but that means you've missed the point of Torah. Torah is supposed to make us into kinder and better people. And therefore, he continues, yes, it's true that I reached great heights in my learning of Torah by myself, but if I'm living life for myself, if I don't do anything to anyone else, money, what am I? What is my Torah worth if it doesn't make me into a kinder person that I do kindness to other people? If not now, when, refers to avoida. Sacrifices. What he means to say is, I can only do this now when there's a Beis HaMikdash. But if there's no Beis HaMikdash, I won't be able to bring sacrifices, and therefore I have to use up that opportunity. That's one idea. Another beautiful pshat that I saw goes like this. The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that if a person is very into themselves, a person is very egotistical, a person is into physical indulgences and pursuits, that we say, Yitosh Kadmecha, a bug, a mosquito is better than you. What does that mean? In other words, human beings were created to be the crown and jewel of creation. We are created to be the most elevated, the most spiritual, the most idealistic of all creations. We have the power of intellect. We have the power to search higher. We have a soul. We're able to connect to something higher. When we do that, then we are the highest creation. We are the highest being in all of existence. When we don't, we are the lowest, because no one else has the capability. We have the capability and we don't use it. You're worse even than a mosquito, because a mosquito doesn't have that choice. A mosquito is just a mosquito or any other animal. Yitush kat mecha, that's what the Gemara says. And therefore, we say also, there's a pasuk in Koheles which says, Umoysar ha'odom min ha'beheima oyin. Now that could be read as the advantage of a human being over an animal is nothing. But the deeper pshat in that is, You don't want to know what the advantage of a human being over a behemah, u'moisara adam na behemah. What is the advantage of an adam, of a human being, over an animal? Ayin is the nothingness, is the humility, is the subservience, the lack of ego that we have, the ability to go higher than ourselves. Then I am more than an animal. But if not, then I'm actually worse than an animal. And that is the deeper pshat of what Hillel is saying here. Im ein ani li. Literally, if I'm not for myself, but im ein can also be read im ayin. If the ani, if the I is ayin, is nothing. If I get rid of my ego, if I live for something higher, then me li, who is to me? Meaning, who is like me? I am the best in all creation. I am the highest of all creation. I have lived up to what a human being is supposed to be. But kashani la'atzmi, but if I live for myself, if I'm very into myself, I'm into my bodily needs, I'm into my indulgences, my physical needs, and I'm all into my ego, then mani, then what am I? Then I'm worse than all creations. The Mishnah is telling us to live up to who we're supposed to be ayin, to be nothing, nothing meaning not in a negative sense, but in a positive sense, to be subservience to God, to give ourselves over to something higher than ourselves, to a higher cause. Then, me, Lee, then you are the crown and jewel of creation, and nothing can be compared to you. Have a wonderful day.